Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, that is a crazy story out of Michigan. Former head coach Sherrone Moore, who just got fired for with cause. I mean, apparently having a inappropriate relationship with a member of the staff, detained by police. I mean, I don't even want to get into, I mean, all, like, I don't know if these are all being confirmed, the reports, but breaking into the house, threatening people. I mean, the stories are crazy, but hopefully everyone's okay. Hopefully everyone who needs some help gets it, because I mean, it just sounds like there was a lot going on at Michigan. But he is no longer the head coach. And I guess we will learn more details as they get reported. But that is a crazy story. 888-808-1019. A lot on the Mets as we spent most of the day yesterday. I've had 2 5-hour rides to midnight and back-to-back nights. And the entire topic, I mean the entire topic, has been the New York Mets. As yesterday, they lost out on Edwin Diaz as he left the Mets to go sign with the Dodgers for $3 million more than they offered him. And today, as the Mets allowed, and this one, no doubt, a lot of people got mad at me or disagreed with me saying they allowed Diaz to leave. There's no question they allowed this one, as they did not even make an offer to Pete Alonso, the greatest power home run hitter in franchise history, broke the record this year. They allowed him to leave to the Baltimore Orioles for 5 years, $155 million. And it is hard to kind of understand what the Mets are thinking right now. And we've talked about it a lot. This GM, you want to believe in a plan? I think that's a reasonable expectation. I don't think you can't deny what he did in Milwaukee. I don't think he's an idiot. I think he does have a plan, and Pete Alonso, for at least, was clearly not in it. I mean, you could make the argument that they did want Diaz. They just went about it terribly, but obviously I think they wanted him. I think they did want to put the tandem of him and Williams in the back end of the bullpen. It just didn't work out that way because they handled it poorly, to say the least. They never had Pete Alonso in their sights. They never believed bringing him back for a longer than a 3-year deal made sense to them. And once it got there, they let him go. And for me, a lot of people are going to talk about his time in Milwaukee, and he's a small market GM, and he wants to run the Mets like a small market team. Maybe this is parsing words, but I don't believe that's his purpose. I don't think he came here with the intent of doing it exactly the same way or building it like a small market team or purposely not using Steve Cohen's the money, the advantage that is that. I just think as a baseball man working in baseball and doing what he did in Milwaukee, he has built a process and a set core of beliefs and a way of thinking and a process to put a value to players. And what he has shown so far is an inability to get out of his own way and understand when you have the advantage of Steve Cohen, you can go and do things that make you uncomfortable. And you're going to have to if you want to get the best players to your team. And it just feels like he can't get out of that mindset of, I have a value. This is the value. This is where this player fits in my value process. And I'm not going to go above it just to get the player. He's trying to be smart. He is trying to get the player in his value. And last year, he didn't want Pete. But 1 year, $30 million fell inside that value. Five for 155 was well outside it. Well outside it. And then you could talk about the Diaz situation where, quite honestly, for me, that's also the mindset of working in Milwaukee and not dealing with superstars and not understanding that when you have the best closer in baseball who's been doing it for your organization for the last 4 years, and you go out and sign another closer-level reliever, that's something you have to talk to him about. Going through that with him is part of the relationship you have to have with your best players. You don't have stars in Milwaukee. You don't have to worry about that in Milwaukee. With the Mets, with the Yankees, with the Dodgers, with the Phillies, you have to massage egos. And you can say that Diaz shouldn't have an ego, and who cares that he should have stayed here. The bottom line is you want to keep the player. And it's up to this general manager to read the market. It's up to this general manager to understand his players. And it's up to this general manager to understand sometimes you have to go above and beyond your comfort zone to bring in the talented players that this organization, this fan base, and this owner should demand. And so far, they have not. And then we can get to the Yankees, who are doing absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. They believe they have a good team. They believe everything is, you know, great, and they just need some tweaking. And they're waiting for Bellinger, and they're not going to go the extra mile for Bellinger either. Brian Cashman right now is pulling a David Stearns. He believes there is a value for Bellinger, and he's not going above it. We'll find out if that burns him. But right now, this winter meeting has either been uneventful or disastrous for both of our franchises. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the angry, angry, angry Met fans. Frank in White Plains. What's up, Frank?
Chris, thank you very much for taking my call. Hear me out. I'm a little older man. I'm a little slow sometimes, you
That's
know?
That's okay. Take your time.
Listen, you know, we always badmouth Wolfpons, which they were really no good owners anyhow. You know, I can't say a difference just that way. But David Wright, he was a homegrown player.
Yeah.
And they find the money to give it to him and they keep him. And this billionaire, multi-billionaire guy, he couldn't pay. He let Nimmo go. He let Alonso go.
Well, he didn't let.
And he couldn't find the money.
He didn't let Nimmo go. He shoved Nimmo out the door.
Exactly, exactly. You know, this is horrible. This is horrible. And I tell you one thing. He will never win a champion as long as David Stern is going to run his show. I'm telling you now. Mm. What happened is, if you look at Milwaukee, where he was over there, running that team, he never went above wild card. This guy is a small market guy. Even last year, he didn't want Alonso, this guy, because everybody started booing him, if you remember, Chris. Everybody started booing him, then, what's his name, King Kong, because Salakar, he called him King Kong, king of my foot, you know? That's what
he is. I don't think it had much to do with the fans. I think the owner got annoyed that day at Met Day or whatever that thing was, and so he kind of pushed back. The value got there. They were playing hardball. They play hardball. They are not flexible. I don't think it's that David Stearns wants to run it like a small market team. He just believes that there are values to players, right? So when you have a small market team, you don't even talk to Juan Soto. You don't even talk to some of the high-priced free agents. You don't even think about them. Now, I would think David Stearns would be open to signing, as clearly he was, although you could argue that the owner, but you got to give him, you can't give him credit for some and take away others. He signed Juan Soto. The man from Milwaukee trying to run a small market team would never do that. They couldn't do that. He will still sign the big player as long as it fits into the value. Now, the values can get high. He might view Kyle Tucker's value at, 8 years, $240 million. 8 years, $260 million. Whatever. he might value him at that number. He might value him at 8 years, $300 million. Let's just make it a nice round number. 8 years, $300 million. That's his evaluation of Kyle Tucker. And if Kyle Tucker is willing to take that contract, I think he would sign him. Now, that's not small market. That's not Milwaukee thinking. They wouldn't even discuss that. He just has a value for every player. Some will be high because the player warrants it. Some will be lessened because that's how he feels the player warrants it. Like, so that's what it comes down to. If they believe Kyle Tucker can help them and they have a value for him and the market allows that value and the player to match, then great. Then great. But if he values him at 8 for 300 and they come back with, well, look, the Dodgers just offered me 9 for 340. You match. I want to be a Met. No, we value it 8 for 300. If you want to come be a Met, you could take the 8 for 300. Like, that's how Stearns is going to handle it. That's how he handles it. He is not going to go over what he feels is the value. And eventually, he's going to have to. Robin in Coconut Creek. What's up, Robin?
Hi, Chris. Congratulations. I hope the new hours are everything you want them to be. Well,
thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I think the Wilpon should come back. God.
Oh, come on. I know. We don't want the Wilpons back, though. Come on.
I know. I'm teasing. But these two, what they did in 2 days, I don't think the Wilpons in a lifetime would have done. But it's really sad. Very sad.
No, it is. It is. And thank you, Robin, for the kind words. And thank you for the call. It is sad, because I can tell you right now, I remember, it's funny too, because I'm going to be working with Craig. I remember working with Craig on the day of the arson judge is likely going to San Francisco. I remember that moment. I remember the moment the tweet came down. And I remember the feeling in the pit of my stomach. Now, I'm sorry, but Pete Alonso is not Aaron Judge. But he is a homegrown Met. He is as close as you can get to Aaron Judge. He's not as good as Aaron Judge, but it's that same connection, that same feeling. And I remember when John Heyman tweeted that arson judge is going to San Francisco, I was sick to my stomach. And Evan and Craig were busting my shoes because I was like, it says appears to be. I was like, no, appears. When they say he is going to San Francisco, I'll admit it. Until then, he's going to be a Yankee. I refuse to believe it. And I ended up being right. And it was one of the greatest moments of my professional career, being able to tell those two to stick it. It was fantastic. Chris, you're in denial. You have a problem. I'm like, I'm not in denial. When they announced that he is going, John Heyman just said, it appears. When they say he has signed a deal, I will admit that he is gone. But I felt like he was. I assumed that John Heyman was correct and that he was. And I remember that feeling. And it sucks. When you lose your guy, and I've waxed poetic about baseball before. It is different to me. Baseball is different. It's my favorite sport. It's my number one by a mile. I love all sports. I got into this because I love all sports. I'm a huge Giant fan, huge Knick fan. I feel different about the Yankees than I feel about every other team because of the nature of baseball. It's not because the Yankees won all those championships, so that didn't hurt. But for me, it's the nature of baseball. It's the 162. It's the every day, the, you know, getting your car to go to the store, getting your car to drive the kids to somewhere, getting your car to go to the beach, you bring the radio with you, go in the backyard, doing yard work, having a barbecue, games on the radio. Like, it's just, it's different. It hits different for me. The sport of baseball hits different for me. And when you are connected to your baseball team, it is a connection deeper than any other sport, and that's why you're hearing this. For a player who's won absolutely nothing, for a player who hit a big home run and helped them win a series, and then that run led to the NLCS, but no championships, no MVPs, losing most of the time, and yet he's beloved, and I literally could have said nothing. I could have come on and said 888-808-1019, come on, we're talking Pete. That's all. I could have just said that. And I've gotten 5 straight hours of a full phone bank of Met fans pissed off that their guy is gone. Jerry in Scotch Plains. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, listen, you caught me off guard, but listen, I'm so, like, congratulations for your new spot on the afternoon, man. That's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
I love that.
Thank you.
Well, if you really want to get into it, like what are we going to do here, man? Like, we haven't made no moves.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the Yankees.
Like, Yeah, of course. But let's switch back here, man. Like,
we can go to the Yankees, Cat. What are we thinking right now?
Well, all right. Well, first of all, are we need a third baseman?
We could argue on need a third baseman. They have one. They're paying him $16 million. He's excellent defensively, and I do think he'll be better offensively than he was in the second half of last year, but. Not a very good offensive player, no.
All right, what are we going to do with a shortstop? Are we okay with this?
No, I mean, I'm not. The Yankees are.
Are we okay with this?
I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not okay with Anthony Volpe being the starting shortstop of the New York Yankees when he gets back from injury. I am not. But they are.
Okay, so...
They 100% are.
So now we... Okay, so now we're 0 for 2. Mm-hmm. So... What do we get? Give me something. B-Mac.
What would you like? What would you like? What would you like me to give you? Like, I'm going to give you that. This is the team that won 94 games, right? That if you're looking for something for me to give you, I'm going to give you the idea that as of right now, I just saw a tweet. As of right now, with the idea that they have made no moves right now, with the additions that the Orioles have made, with the way currently Major League Baseball sits, the Yankees currently have the fifth best OPS projection for next year, and they haven't done anything. So, like, that's what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you that they have Jazz, that they have Judge, that they have Ben Rice, hopefully ready to take the next big step after a really good offensive year this year, that Trent Grisham hit 35 home runs last year, and that they believe he can duplicate something like that. And if he does, that's a really great player for them in center field. That they're, you know, that they've got a good defensive third baseman. That Giancarlo Stanton, if healthy, had arguably his best regular season of his Yankee career this year. And that as long as he doesn't get hurt for more than a month, you should have a really good year out of him as your DH. Like, that's what I'm going to give you. That their starting pitching staff has an ace in Gerrit Cole, an ace in Max Fried. They're going to look to improve that. They've got young starting pitching in Cam Schlittler, who we just saw dominate in the postseason, that we all believe can be really good. Luis Gil coming off an injury plague season, but 2 years ago he was Rookie of the Year. We all think that Clark Schmidt can be a really good pitcher in this league. And right now they have a bullpen that they added a bunch of pieces to at the end of last year that I think will actually be better this year. So that's what I'll give you. The rotation, once healthy, should be really good. The lineup, although not an all-star everywhere, is still one of the best in baseball, and they don't even have a left fielder as of right now. So, like, that's what I'll give you.
All right.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm with you. They need to improve in some areas, but you're making it sound like, tell me some reason to be hopeful. The Yankees are going to the playoffs. The Yankees are going to be a playoff team. You know how I know? They always are. That's how I know. Because as much as you hate Brian Cashman, and as much as you hate Aaron Boone, and as much as there's the June Swoons, they make the playoffs. It's not good enough. I'm not throwing parades. I get that. But if you're asking me, like, what are they going to do? They're going to bolster this team in some way, probably not as much as you or I would like. And then they're going to go about winning 90 to 96 games and make it to the postseason and hope they play well when they get there. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. Like, that's what they're going to do. Now, we'll find out how. I think they have a chance to really improve the team in a major way, and then they have the chance to improve the team in a lesser way. But I expect them to. They're going to be a playoff team next year. And can they win? Absolutely. Absolutely they can. Mike in New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Hey, I have been hearing nothing but negativity about the Mets all day, and it's been a really disappointing day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, but to be honest, my disappointment is more with Mets fans and how they're handling this than the team themselves.
Okay. Why is that?
I don't understand the backlash. Why are we so, you know, it's, I'm not here to defend David Stearns or anything that he's doing. I think if we miss the playoffs this year, he needs to be fired. And it's that simple. But why as a fan base are we so dedicated to a group of guys, a core group of guys, who've accomplished exactly nothing since they got here?
No, I mean, I get it. That is fair. That's the argument. The argument is he's changed. You're making the argument that they're changing up a core that has been unsuccessful. I think that's a fair argument.
You know, I see everybody down about themselves that we're getting worse. And we have to get worse. This team has had 1 year that wasn't a disappointment since Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil, Pete Alonso, since Francisco Lindor. 1 year that wasn't a disappointment, and it's because Jose Iglesias lit Citi Field on fire, and they haven't done anything since. Everything else has been a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I see people who compare us to the Dodgers and say the Dodgers don't do this, and that's not true. Before the Dodgers signed Shohei Ohtani, that's what put them over the top. But
Agreed.
What did they do the 2-3 years before they signed Ohtani? They lost Corey Seager. They lost Trey Turner. They lost Max Scherzer.
Mm-hmm.
Max
Scherzer was the end of his career, but the other two I agree with.
Was at the end of his career, but he still was able to play.
Yeah, but it's no big deal.
That's fine. The point is, sometimes you have to take a step back to take two steps forward. That's what the Yankees don't do,
mm-hmm.
and that's why they finish in the playoffs and don't get over the top every year. So,
I suppose that's fair, but again, show me how they take the two steps forward and why Why is losing Pete Alonso or losing Diaz a step backwards?
You know, that's the fair point to make, and that's why I am not here to defend David Stearns. He, like I said, if we don't make the playoffs, he should be gone.
Well, I mean, but you can't say that you have to do this and then say, like, well, if
it's not that you have to do this. Clearly, the team didn't intend for this to happen, but sometimes
they get
thrown into the unknown and they have to handle that.
They intended Pete Alonso to not be here. There's no question about that. They intended Pete Alonso to not be here. Again, I'm with you. I understand the idea. That was the point of the Nimmo trade, right? I think they got worse, but it's a step back to take two steps forward. And yeah, the Yankees don't do that. Agreed. Yankees typically don't do that. They don't take steps back to set them up for steps forward. They have to keep putting their best foot forward. And we'll see if the Mets can figure out a way to polish that off. But again, it's not easy to take a step. When you take the step back, it's hard to just assume the two steps forward are coming. Mike in Miami. What's up, Mike?
What's up? So I have 2 points on the Yankees. One is that the fact that the Mets lost out on Alonso, that will make the Mets get Cody Bellinger, and the Yankees will lose out on him. And plus, when you have teams in your own division, Toronto, Baltimore, the Boston, and Tampa all getting better, you're getting worse.
How has Tampa gotten better? And how has Boston gotten better so far?
Well, Boston added the guy, the ex-Yankee, Sonny Gray.
All right, Sonny Gray.
The Toronto added Dylan Cease.
Toronto's added Alonso. And the Baltimore's already added two bats to their lineup, Ward and Alonso.
Okay, fine. So
yeah,
the Yankees got to step up the game. It's time to win for Judge. Judge is a loyal citizen. He took us there. Win for him.
I'm with you. But here's the thing. If he hit in the World Series, maybe they would have. He's got to perform. He's got to perform, too. I always want to just specify that when people say you got to win for Judge. They got him Juan Soto. Juan Soto and the rest of the team carried him to the World Series, and then he did nothing in the World Series. So let's just point that out before we go, it's up to Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner to put a team around him to win a championship. They put him in the World Series, and he did nothing. Let's just acknowledge that. I love him, too, and I agree with the sentiment. But let's just acknowledge that there was a year, at least one, where they were good enough, and they were right there, and he did nothing, and he dropped the ball in center field. Let's just acknowledge that. So they might be able to put a team around him. He's got to perform, too. This year he did. This year he did. And I expect every year moving forward for him, too, because he's that great a player. But he's got to. But again, when teams improve themselves, how many games did the Orioles lose last year? All right, so the Orioles have gotten better. Granted, they were in last place last year. They have to get better. The Yankees finished with the most wins in the American League. They don't have to get as much better as the Orioles had to get better. The Boston Red Sox finished behind them, and the Yankees beat them in the postseason. They have to get more better than the Yankees have to get better. The Yankees have to get better than the Blue Jays. And so far, they have not. 888-808-1019. Quick break back after this. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. So he's performing that, or he's about to start performing that. And I'm sitting in the outfield bleachers in left field. Right field. And as I'm sitting there and he starts to play, the hot dog vendor next to us, who... You don't really see hot dog vendors all that much anymore. But the hot dog vendor standing next to us in the walkway had the big hot dog, you know, thing around his neck, and he's got the hot dogs ready to make hot dogs for everybody. He literally screams at the top of his lungs, "Good Lord, it's Fogarty!" And he takes off the hot dog vending machine, puts it on the ground, and runs to the front of the fence to get a better look at John Fogarty. I will never forget that as long as I live. Good Lord, it's Fogarty! Me and my buddy Mike, who was with me that day, every once in a while we will just text each other. Good Lord, it's Fogarty. He literally just put down the hot dogs and ran to the wall to get a better look at John Fogarty. Good Lord, it's Fogarty. 888-808-1019. Ken in Manhattan. What's up, Ken?
First of all, congratulations on moving to middays. Hopefully you guys will get the Odyssey numbers reading high, and I know you'll do a great job because you're really good at what you do.
Well, thank you very much. It's afternoons, but that's the afternoons. The kind thoughts are the same, so I appreciate it.
Day side. So my thing is, I just got a question about Pete Alonso, then a statement about the Yankees and baseball in general, if you give me the time. First of all, I can't fault David Stearns for doing what he did with Alonso, because these are millionaires. Most people don't realize this. They're sports fans, but these are millionaires playing for billionaires.
Yep.
And owners are their basic thing is they want to make money and save money, and players want to make money. So there's no matter what team on your arm, whether it's a small market or big market, whatever. That being said, I can't fault Stearns for not wanting to give Pete Alonso 5 years at 31 years of age. I just can't fault it. They saw something that the rest of us didn't see. I mean, he was a good hitter. He's a homegrown Met. He's not a good fielder, and it's not the end of the world. And if I remember, didn't he bet against himself like 3 years ago when the Mets offered him 3 years and 180, and he turned it down?
Yeah, he bet on himself.
He bet. Well,
no, I think it was 6 years. I saw the tweet. Someone put out a tweet of the money. He was offered, it was 6 years or something like that for 150 or 4 or 5 years. I think it was less than 180. It was 158. Was it 180 and he's getting 155 now. No, he made more money, 100%. He's made more money. He's going to end up with $200 million. He made 30 this year that just passed. Now he just signed 155, so he's making 185 just on that. And I think someone the year before that on arbitration after declining, it was like 200 to 158.
Okay, I just can't fault Stearns. Now, quickly for the Yankees, because I remember watching the Yankees when Dave Winfield and Ricky Henderson and Donnie Baseball were playing, and when George was at the helm, it was a different kind of Yankee team than you see today. Mm-hmm. The Yankees are winning. Yes, they're perennial playoff teams, but George would never have tolerated the stuff that goes on right now with Hal Steinbrenner and Aaron Boone. And my biggest problem with the New York Yankees...
What wouldn't he tolerate?
Is he wouldn't tolerate bad fundamentals, like you mentioned before about that play in the World Series with Aaron Judge, that whole inning where everybody kept making errors, and there's no repercussions or consequences for bad play under the Aaron Boone, Hal Steiner regime, and that's my big problem.
I get it. Did you ever watch the 1991 Yankees?
Yes.
How'd they play?
I mean, it's a different time.
Oh, it's a different time. Come on. I'm not saying you think George would have traded Aaron Judge for dropping the ball in right field, in center field? Like, it's just the idea George wouldn't have tolerated this stuff. George lost a lot. George changed the whole team because he thought speed is what they needed, and he got rid of all their power and brought in nothing but speed, and they were awful. Awful. And when I say awful, I mean the likes of which any Yankee fan 30 years or under has no idea. Colorado Rockies, awful. Season dead in May, awful. So let spare me on what George would have never tolerated. Because you're right. Would Boone have been fired by now? Oh, absolutely. Would Brian Cashman have been fired by now? Absolutely. Does that mean they'd be winning? No. No. No, it doesn't. Ralph in Howard Beach. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, C-Mac. How you doing, my man?
Good. How are you?
Hi, C-Mac. I have to say one thing. David Stern is a boy in a man's world right now. This is disgusting what he did this year. We made the World Series 1 year ago. Not the World Series. The NLDS year ago.
NLCS,
and how do you do this right now? The NLCS. Like, you mean to tell me right now that it had to take it down to this? Like, this is embarrassing what we're doing right now. And you know what, Steve Cohen? This is a real estate play at this point. The
Because how is he allowing this to happen? This is embarrassing on so many levels.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, yeah, it's embarrassing. I get it. He doesn't believe, like, again, the last caller just told you, and the last caller agrees with him. Pete Alonso's not worth 5 years, $155 million. That's what he believes. So he's not going to pay it to him. No matter how embarrassing you might think it is, no matter how many calls I might take at 11:42 at night, like, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He is a card counter at the table. You know, he is that. I mean, he is Rain Man. He's Zach Galifianakis. He is. It's the numbers. That's it. He's not messing around. Pete, we value you at 3 for $120. Would you like it? No? God bless. Plain and simple. And we'll find out if he's right or wrong. Ed in Westfield. What's up, Ed?
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Qualify this that I'm a Yankee fan, but looking at the way that Stearns is doing it right now, he was brought in to rip it apart. I mean, the same way that Steve Cohen has his billion-dollar art collection, he is putting in all the pieces right now. You know, he's got his second base in a good place. He's got his right field set. My biggest concern as a Yankee fan is that he's going to wind up picking up Bellinger, and that will really show me that he's going to build all the pieces to where he wants them to be, and the last pieces where he'll likely pay up for are for pitching. I hope it isn't true as a Yankee guy.
Yeah, I disagree with you completely. I mean, the pay for pitching, that's his least likely thing to do. He hates doing that. He hates doing that. And second base is in a good spot with a 35-year-old defensive-minded second baseman who can't hit? Yeah, I don't know if second base is in such a great spot. Dave in Rockland. What's up, Dave?
First of all, congrats on your new daytime afternoon job coming up.
Thank you so much.
Second of all, what do you say? The Yankees trade a couple of prospects for Corey Seager.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be into it. A couple of things would have to happen because I don't want to play him at shortstop. Believe it or not, I don't want to play him at shortstop. I'd want to play him at third. If they would take back, it would offset some of the money. If they would take back McMahon and play him at third, I would love it. I would take my chances that he stays healthy because if he's healthy in the postseason, he is an absolute beast. I love him as a player. His left-handed swing at Yankee Stadium, he'd hit a ton of home runs. I think Seager would be an excellent fit, but makes a ton of money, and you can't count on him to stay healthy. It's not just a couple of weird injuries. He has consistently been hurt almost every year over the last 3 or 4 years. That's the only thing. But I would definitely, I would be thrilled. I'd be happier about Volpe playing shortstop. I would live with it if I had that at third base. He impacts the middle of the order. I think I'm interested in it. Now, I know a lot of Yankee fans wouldn't be. How many years left on his contract? I got to.
I have no clue.
Yeah, I got to look at that. But would you like it or no?
I would have liked Seager to play short, honestly. I'm saying, but third is not a bad option. Okay, if he gets injured, you have a solid defensive bench player in McMahon, and then short.
They would have to get rid of McMahon. So I mean, he's still got. I mean, it's a long contract. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. He's got 6 more years of $31 million a year. Six more years. This one and five more. And let's just look at how many games he's actually played over the last handful of years. So he's making 30. Now, if you trade McMahon, that saves you. He's only making 15 for the next two because McMahon's making 15, 16 for the next two. They got to take McMahon back and play him at third. That's what I would do. That's the only way it works for me at all. He played 100 last year, 123 the year before that, 119 the year before that, 151, 95, then 52 in the COVID year, which is pretty much the whole season, 134, only 26 in 18, 145. He averages, you know, I mean, 100, 123, 119. So over the last 3 years, just focused on the last 3 years, he has missed 60 games, he has missed 40 games, he has missed 45 games. 64.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
40-45. So in the last 3 years, that's a lot of missed games. That's a lot of missed games. And he finished second in the MVP in the year that he only played 119. He's a career 289 hitter, 871 OPS. He's a two-time World Series MVP. He averages 32 home runs a year and 96 RBIs. Or averages, should I say, 32 home runs for 162 games. He just never plays 162. Listen, if you could tell me you know he's going to be healthy in September and October, sign me up. It's about winning championships, right? It's all we care about, right? If championships are all we care about, how the hell do you not want Corey Seager? Even if he takes you to the post, if he's there in October, he's going to be an excellent player for them. Anthony in Orlando, what's up, Anthony?
Hey, Chris. Nice speaking with you. Long time, first time.
Well, thank you for making the call. Yeah.
You always reminded me a little bit of Francesco with your wit and your deliberate nature, and I think that works. I know you won't be intimidated by Carton the way Evan was. Evan was just intimidated by Greg Carton. Anyway, I've been a Mets fan. I live in Florida for a long time, but I'd stay dedicated to the Mets. I was a peewee in the Little League when the Hammer, John Milner, was playing for the Mets, right? And I actually replicated his batting stance. I remember that. And I remember when the Yanks lost to the Reds in the series, the Mets actually had a pretty good year that year. But anyway, after all these years, right, mm-hmm. I can't root for this team anymore. I really can't. And here's why. Let's say the Mets win the World Series next year or in 2027.
Mm-hmm.
If Nimmo and Pete are not on that field celebrating, are not at that parade celebrating, it doesn't mean anything to me.
To watch one,
and let me
really?
let me put this back to you. What if the Yankees trade a Judge?
Yeah.
Okay. And 2 years from now, they win the World Series.
Yeah.
Are you gonna feel good that Judge didn't get to participate in that? I mean, this is
Now, the way you worded it, am I going to feel good Judge missed it? No, I'm not going to be like extra happy Judge missed it. But am I going to care? No. Are you telling me at the World Series parade, you're going to be like, I wish I could really enjoy this, but Pete's not with me? That's insane. I'm sorry. You don't root for the players. You root for the uniform. I want the Yankees to win the World Series. If you told me today that if the Yankees traded Judge today, they would win the World Series this year? Judge, I love you. Have a great career wherever you go. What are you, crazy? I want a championship. I want to win a championship. I want to be the last team standing again. I want to go to that parade. I would make that trade right now. You wouldn't make that trade? If all of this leads to the Mets winning a World Series next year, the year after, whatever, in the next 2 years, they win a World Series, you're still going to look back. Like, that's the ultimate thing of all of this. I have been doing this for 5 hours now. We have been having this conversation for 5 hours. It means absolutely nothing. Everything said, every complaint, every bitch fest from every caller over the last 5 hours. All of you are idiots and morons if the Mets win the World Series in 2 years. Myself included. Right there with you. I'll be the leading candidate for the idiot and moron. Who cares? If this leads to a championship, a lot of apologies need to be sent David Stearns and Steve Cohen's way. I would trade Judge tomorrow if you promised me a championship. It's not about Judge. I love Judge, and I wouldn't do it because I think he's important to help them win a championship. I think they need him to win a championship, and I do love him, and I do understand your point. I've talked about baseball and how important it is, and you fall in love with these guys, and it's a day-to-day thing. Fine, but if I thought trading Judge was in the best interest of winning a championship, I would do it. I don't care. You think it means less? Doesn't. It really doesn't. Jackson in Philly. What's up, Jackson?
Yo, C-Mac.
What up?
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you, man.
One thing to say, though. I mean, what, Craig couldn't put your name on the show?
Well, yeah, I mean, there is... it's kind of on the show. It's Craig Carton Show with Chris McMonagle and Big Mac. Once the show starts... Well, you won't even recognize that. But yeah, that's the way it is. There's reasons for it, but I'm not too hung up on it. I don't have much of an ego. I'm excited to get going. I'm going to be the co-host. It's going to be exactly as it was with any other two-man show. I'm going to be in the studio. We're me and Craig back and forth. That's the show.
Hey, man, I'm happy for you,
Thank
brother. Thank
you.
Anyways, to the Mets, I'm a Yankee fan myself, but I just got to say, I think a lot of Mets fans are very doom and gloom, but based on prior postseasons, there's still a lot of big fish out there, and I got to think that they're going to throw a ton of money at these other guys. And so my thing to Mets fans is, yeah, I think at the end of this offseason, you guys are going to be pretty happy.
You think, say it one more time, I'm sorry. Who's going to be happy?
I think Mets fans are going to be very happy. The Mets offseason now, they throw so much money at people. There's still a couple big names out there. And, you know, I think they could even build, you know, what you might call a super outfield by the end of the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, you think they'll build a super outfield? What, Tucker, Bellinger, who are they doing?
They got the money for both of them.
They don't have the money for Pete Alonso. I mean, like, I just... You know what it would... I hope you're right. I honestly do. Actually, I don't, because I want Bellinger to go to the Yankees. But I hope you're right. I hope they build a super team. I hope that this is just the beginning, and this is we're all going to laugh at this in a couple of days, because they're going to turn around and sign Tucker and Bellinger, and they're going to trade for Skubal, and they're going to be a freaking super team. I hope that's the case. I truly do. And then I hope they lose to the Yankees in the World Series. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. Guys, there's still many of you on the line. I apologize. I can't get to everybody. Great job. Thank you very much. I'll be back for my Friday overnights. Thanks to Connor. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.